Congress is turning the spotlight onto the Interior Department for reports of unethical and even criminal conduct. This week, the House Committee on Natural Resources is set to examine the administration's response to this alleged behavior. It's the second hearing in as many weeks that takes a closer look at the agency. We get more now from Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers. And Meredith, what is going on at Interior?
Tomorrow, the House Committee on Natural Resources, their Oversight and Investigation Subcommittee, is holding a hearing on unethical and criminal conduct at the Interior Department. Staff wouldn't go into detail about the hearing, but other Interior leadership has testified before the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee on bad behavior.
And what did we learn from those hearings?
What happened is that there's a pattern of sexual harassment and lack of accountability at the National Park Service. At least that's what the Park Service Inspector General's office says. According to investigations, in the past 15 years, there have been complaints from 13 former and current Park Service employees who worked at the Grand Canyon National Park River District, which is down at the bottom of the Grand Canyon, and another 22 other people who saw or experienced sexual harassment at the bottom of the canyon.
Hmm.
Yeah. Not only that, Deputy Inspector General Mary Kendall for the Interior Department told committee members that Canaveral National Seashore leadership has been the subject of four reports in as many years. And out of those four reports, three of them involve claims against the park's chief ranger, including, quote, violations of federal procurement rules, conduct unbecoming an NPS law enforcement officer, and sexual harassment. She said she would hope she would never have to write another report like this on any of those topics at the park again, but the issues have not been resolved.
That's pretty much the gamut.
When it comes to
financial,
misconduct,
ethical,
yeah.
And sexual,
yeah.
indiscretion.
Hmm. Yeah, she said not only has National Park Service taken no action against the chief ranger's conduct, but the guy still continues to serve in his position there, despite three substantiated allegations against him in less than 2 years. And that caught the ear of many of the committee members who wanted to know why this guy is not only working at the same location, but still working for the Park Service. Here's Chairman Jason Chaffetz.
How many women does it take? I mean, we got dozens. So at what point do you make a recommendation that somebody be fired? Like, how many times does somebody have to be sexually harassed for it to get on your radar screen to say, you know what, enough's enough, now we're going to recommend firing?
That was Chairman Jason Chaffetz, and his questions were to National Park Service Director Jonathan Jarvis. Chaffetz also asked him what was being done as far as disciplinary action. Here's the exchange between them.
We are aggressively pursuing appropriate disciplinary
action. I want to know what you think appropriate disciplinary action is for sexual harassment.
I think removal is one of those very much possible options, and it is definitely on the plate. The process for their discipline is incomplete at this point, so I have not made a recommendation that anyone be fired.
And that's the heart of the problem. That's the heart of the problem.
So what does Chaffetz exactly mean when he tells Jarvis he's the heart of the problem?
Similar to the Veterans Affairs Department, which has had its own problem disciplining management-level employees, there's a procedure that has to be followed when it comes to punishing people. And so even if the Park Service Director thinks someone should be removed, he has to wait until the appropriate time to weigh in. Here's John Micah talking about that.
Civil service was set up as a protection against political manipulation or misuse of authority over legitimate working civil servants. And it's gone far beyond that in providing cover for people who don't do a good job, and it puts barriers in the way. You could probably go through these cases and cite all of the compliance that you had to do, the due diligence required by Title V, by other regulations, by other laws that constrain you from taking immediate action.
And so you had a pretty good lecture from Congressman Micah to Jarvis.
Jarvis, yeah. Micah followed up with the Deputy IG Kendall about this. Here's their exchange.
You're not the only agency with these personnel problems, Ms. Kendall. Do you see a lack of management? Or do you see a similar pattern that we described or both with what you have observed with some of these cases?
I would say both, sir. I perhaps disagree somewhat with you in terms of difficulty by which to remove employees. I think the failure comes in the unwillingness to take progressive discipline.
All right, so you have the Park Service IG, the Interior IG, and you have the congressman. What now? What is the Park Service going to do next, do you think?
So Director Jarvis told the committee that his office was in the process of launching a prevalence survey to get a baseline throughout the agency on sexual harassment. This is him talking about that.
The senior leadership, the senior women of our organization are committed to rooting this out. It's not going to be easy, and it's not going to be overnight. And frankly, as we take this on aggressively, you're going to see more. More are going to come out. That's exactly what the Department of Defense told us, is that you're going to, as we aggressively pursue it, and women that have been harassed, who have not been willing to speak out in the past, will suddenly speak out. And probably we'll be back in here saying, how come you've got now 6 cases or 8 cases of harassment in the organization? And that's because we are aggressively pursuing it, and individuals are finally feeling empowered and protected and willing to speak.
And Meredith, just a quick question about Jarvis's testimony there. He referred to the Defense Department.
Yes, the Defense Department has an office that handles these kinds of issues related to sexual harassment. And so his office reached out to them and said, hey, what are we going to do? And so that was what he was referring to when he said, we talked to the Defense Department. I should mention that at this hearing, Jarvis's behavior was also called into question. He apologized to the committee for failing to get permission from the Interior's Ethics Office to write a book. The book was about the Park Service's 100th anniversary. He didn't make any money off of it, but he wrote a handwritten note to the Interior Secretary, Sally Jewell, saying a publishing company had approached him when it was really the other way around. He got caught and he had to give up his title as the Park Service Ethics Officer, and he has to go to regular ethics training. Representative Elijah Cummings said his problem was not with the book itself so much as Jarvis's utter disregard for the ethics rule.
And I know you've come in and apologized this morning, and you apologize to your employees over and over again. But what do you think that says to employees? And there probably is a link when they see the top person in the agency, the very person who is supposed to be making sure they do the right things, and when they see you not doing the right thing, I mean, that has to affect morale. Would you agree?
That was Congressman Elijah Cummings.
And did Jarvis agree?
He apologized profusely.
Once again. So I guess in so doing, he did agree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he did.
All right. So more to come, as you say, tomorrow. More hearings on the same issues, sexual harassment and other misdeeds alleged at the National Park Service.
Yeah, we'll see what the other committee has to say to the Interior Department later this week. It could be on sexual harassment. It could be on some whole other misconduct or criminal issue.
You'll let us know. Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers, thanks for that update.
Thanks, Tom.
And you can share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.